Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
It's time to start betting against LeBron. If you want to win, that is. Chris Carlin filling in for Greeny today. ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us via the Goodyear Hotline. See what happened with the Lakers last night? Anthony Davis banged up. Lakers lose. They basically get run out of the building. And Davis plays 9 minutes, rolled his ankle on the sideline, but that actually didn't turn out to be the real problem.
The ankle was fine. It wasn't bothering me. The back locked up pretty bad, so I said, I'm going to do a little better now, see how it is tomorrow.
So test it out when you wake up and you kind of determine your status for the Portland game tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, I should be good to go tomorrow based on how it's feeling now, but yeah, I mean, still wake up and test it out. But my plan is to go tomorrow.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter if AD plays tonight or not. The Lakers are headed for the play-in. They really are. The way they're playing right now, I mean, they have lost 6 of 8 since AD returned. That's number one. Number two, LeBron's not playing tonight. We know that. Number three, when it comes to these two guys, they're not going to be close, not close to 100% when we get to the postseason. AD has got the back locking up, as you just heard. Have you ever heard of somebody in professional sports having a back issue that just magically went away when you have it lock up? It can go at any moment and sideline a guy at any time. But more so from his previous injury, tendinosis. That doesn't go away right away. That's going to be a factor where AD is not going to be at 100%. And then you've got LeBron, who is dealing with a high ankle sprain. And it's been widely reported and not just that, assumed, because that LeBron is not going to be right until he gets the offseason. So if you're not going to have either of these guys at full strength in the Western Conference this year, why am I thinking that it doesn't matter what their seed is, they're just going to be able to make it happen? Let me paint a little scenario for you. The Lakers are in a position where if they end up in the play-in, they could get the Warriors in the 7-8 game. They end up there. They likely would. And then if you lose that game, it is a one-game spot for your season to end, potentially, when you haven't had these two guys on the court nearly enough. They have missed more than 50 games combined, and individually more than 20 each. There has never been an NBA champion with the top two scorers on that team missing a combined 50 games or individually 20 games apiece. Never. Not once. So then you go to tonight. This game with the Blazers is massive. The teams have split 1-1 this year. They have identical records right now. And if the Lakers lose this game, they are in the play-in round at the moment with just a few games left. With what? 5 games left at that point. If I can do math right, roughly. Think about that for a second. The Lakers have gone from 2nd to 6th since LeBron got hurt on March 20th. I get it. The common refrain is, never bet against LeBron James. Well, at some point, you have to start betting against LeBron James. And now seems like a pretty good time to start. If you wanted to draw the comparison, and I know many will, to Tom Brady, that's fine. Tom Brady has been in a much different situation than LeBron James. Brady has done so much throughout his career, but at the same time, Brady's had a lot of help. LeBron, in most of the situations he's been in, has been the guy that has to carry the torch. He's had Kyrie. He's obviously had AD this past year. But when you are as broken down as he is late in the year with an injury that does not just disappear and it doesn't heal properly until you get a lot of time off of it, And your number two guy has an exceptionally similar situation. Why would you think that all of a sudden, once the playoffs start, he's magically going to be healed? Is there any potion that LeBron could take once the playoffs begin that will, it's not going to be adrenaline. It's not going to be just being able to step up and be his normal self. I am never going to deny his greatness. But just look at the situation and understand that the Lakers, it does matter that they have kind of fallen apart over the last month and a half. It does matter that they have a losing record since AD has come back. Those things do matter. Do you believe right now the Lakers would absolutely beat Phoenix in a seven-game series in the first round? I don't necessarily know. I don't think that they would beat Utah. I think Utah's a better team. Maybe, just maybe, we're operating too much under assumptions of the greatness of one of the top two to three players of all time and not giving enough credit to the teams that have put together remarkably dominant seasons. Nobody ever expected it from the Suns, so you just thought, well, they're having one of those great regular seasons and maybe they'll win a round in the postseason, but it might not be the breakthrough year. Next year could really be their breakthrough year. I don't know about that. I don't know that we should discount what the Utah Jazz have done this season so quickly just because of the name LeBron James anymore. Although he has done things that are superhuman, he is human. And with the injury that he has, with the injury that AD has, this is not going to come easy, folks. The Lakers in a play-in round. And if they lose that first game to the Warriors, it's one and out. Granted, they may have a much better team than Memphis or whomever. They are still with their backs against the wall to just get into a first-round series with the Jazz. Good luck with all that. Greeny on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Home Insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. In just moments, we will be joined by PJ Carlissimo to talk about all of the other teams in the West and really in the league for that matter that maybe we're not paying enough attention to that have a chance to win a championship. PJ's insight just a few moments away. Your calls as well, 888-729-3776. Are you ready to bet against LeBron James? Chris Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
KJC.
With LeBron James, the whole game changes. When he steps onto the floor inside that locker room, for whatever it is, the energy that he brings to the table in heightens the performance of others around him.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin Monday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2. Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Previously on Greeny.
I believe John Gruden will move heaven and earth to try and get Aaron Rodgers. And I think it would be a really good matchup. Because I think Aaron Rodgers on any team is a championship contender. I genuinely believe that. You put Rodgers on the Las Vegas Raiders, and they are a Super Bowl contender.
That was Greeny earlier in the week. Weekly Rewind. Rewind is brought to you by Dell. Small Business Month is here, and Dell Technologies and Windows can help you upgrade your tech with up to 45% off high-performance PCs. Work anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Call 877-ASK-DELL. He's pretty spot on. Chris Carlin in for Greeny today. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's hard to imagine Aaron Rodgers going to a team and them not being at the very least a playoff team, no matter who they were. That's the kind of influence he could still have on a game. That's remarkable to even think, but it's accurate. And I absolutely agree that John Gruden would do anything he could to get Aaron Rodgers to Vegas. Let's hit the calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Are you worried about the Lakers right now? Let me rephrase that. If you're not worried about the Lakers, why aren't you worried about the Lakers right now? Robert in Virginia, are you worried, Robert? Are you concerned?
Yeah, I'm really concerned that LeBron came back too quickly, and that's a severe injury. I played football in college, and one of my teammates had that same injury. It took him 2.5 months to come back, and LeBron only took a month off, and I just think that it's going to be very, very difficult. I'm really hoping for a Lakers-Nets final, but if Harden doesn't come back, the Nets won't make it, and if LeBron's not healthy, they won't make it.
Thanks for the call. I think, listen, you're going to see Harden be back for the playoffs, and he virtually guaranteed that yesterday, said he was likely to be and felt very confident that he would be back before the playoffs even came. We could talk about the Nets getting to the finals, but they're going to have to score 135 points a night because they're not defending anyone. As far as LeBron's concerned, this is an injury that is not going to get better, and you probably have to look at the offseason as the time that you're even going to have a chance for that to happen. So if he's out there and he's not playing at 100% at this juncture of his career, and Anthony Davis is out there and he's got tendinosis, that hasn't gone away, locked up his back last night after he rolled his ankle. I mean, what is healthy for Anthony Davis right now? Kelly's in South Dakota up next on Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Kelly, what's up?
Not much. I'm a big Lakers fan, and I think last year, with all the circumstances that happened with our country and stuff, you know, the Lakers, I think, you know, they did it for Kobe, kind of, and they overachieved a little bit last year, and I think they overplayed their bodies also, and it caught up to them this year. I think getting healthy, coming back next year, they'll be a for sure in. It's a health thing, getting older, and I don't think they were totally on the same page.
Yeah,
I think I have to look.
Listen, if you're gonna talk about, I don't know if it's necessarily being on the same page. Dennis Schroeder's missed time too, by the way. I think it has more to do with just not having your main guys on the court. You know, it's not like these two hadn't played before. Like what the Nets are dealing with in New York, without having to have the three big three together. And they've played just 7 games. I don't even think that's that big of a deal. I think the bigger issue for the Lakers is those two guys are not going to be at 100% this year. Maybe it was the shorter layoff. I think there's been a lot of thought around the NBA that that's been the case for many, many players, that it has been much more of a slog for them this year physically because it has taken its toll from the short turnaround last year. How about Mike in Kentucky next on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus? Mike, what's up, bud?
What's going on? Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you loud and clear, Big Cat.
All right. All right. I just wanted to chime in kind of like on the Lakers and Nets.
Yeah.
Well, I understand that the Lakers, you know, if LeBron's not healthy, if Anthony Davis is not healthy, then, you know, I can see how they won't get it done this year. But when I think about the Nets, I think about they haven't played together, you know, a lot this year. And I also think that they got a first-year coach, and they don't have a good defense. So, well, I just want to know your takes on that.
You know, I think you bring up an interesting point with the coach. Nuno and I were talking about this before the show. If Greg Popovich was the coach of the Nets, would these three guys listen to him? I'm not convinced of that whatsoever. Absolutely not. So are they going to listen to Steve Nash? Yes, Steve Nash is a Hall of Famer and a superstar player in the league. But you could see the frustration from him last night. I think Steve Nash understands the situation. He's basically been a caretaker this year, and that's not what he wants to do. You can talk about having Mike D'Antoni on the staff all you want. I don't know who James Harden, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie Irving are going to listen to. I think they're going to be doing their own thing. And, you know, earlier in the year, you had Kyrie telling James, all right, you're the point guard. You do your thing. Let's see how that plays out. What I'm more interested in seeing is not who wants to take the big shot in these games and whether or not they're going to be fighting over that in the postseason. I want to see who wants to come up with the big stop in the postseason. And what of those three, which of those three, wants to really get put on the other team's primary weapon to shut them down? I mean, we heard Chris Paul talk about, you know, if you're the guy, you want to defend the guy, and then he promptly got beat up by Zion Williamson. It's not always the case. If you're the guy, a lot of times you don't want to defend the guy. More insight on that in just moments. PJ Carlissimo will join us to break down what's going on as the season winds down in the playoffs, specifically why maybe we're not looking at some of these other teams and giving them their due respect.
Greeny, the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Greeny coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. Chris Carlin in for Greeny today. 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN on the Lakers, on the NBA as a whole, on who you believe in besides the Lakers and Nets, now that it doesn't look like maybe it's such a lock. Even though, believe it or not, the Lakers, according to Caesars William Hill, still the betting favorites to make it out of the West at plus 175. Right now we go to the Goodyear Hotline and welcome in ESPN NBA analyst, the great PJ Carlissimo. Coach, we appreciate the time. And it's Chris Carlin filling in for Greeny. Are the Lakers still your favorites in the West right now with everything going on with them?
Well, Chris, I cop out like everybody else. Which Lakers, a month from now or 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, if LeBron is healthy and AD is healthy, yes. If they can, it's not a gimme they're going to get through that first round anymore. You don't know what kind of matchup they're going to have, the way they're going and the games that are left. As much as some people are complaining, I think that the play-in has been fantastic. I mean, what it's done to interest in so many cities – across the country, both East and West, and it's made games that traditionally in the past were games you didn't want to watch. They're critical games now. You don't know who's going to end up playing who. I'm looking forward. We're coming into Bristol to do on radio to do those games, and it's going to be fantastic. And the Lakers are a perfect example, whether they drop to the play-in, who they're going to play in the first round. And it's something that NBA teams are not used to playing, other than game sevens. In the old days, game fives in the first round, those elimination games. Now, sevens and eights, their first game is not going to be an elimination game. A lot of people still don't understand the play-in, the way it's structured. I mean, seven's going to play eight. The winner is in as the number seven seed, but the loser gets to play the winner in 9-10. Obviously, the loser in 9-10 goes home, and then you got another game, the winner of the one game against the loser of the other, and they go home. They're just not used to playing those type of games. You know, you have an off night, somebody rolls an ankle, somebody gets in foul trouble early, it's all over. So, I mean, I think it's going to be fascinating. Injuries are going to be a major factor. Obviously, they always are. I think more so this year, the compacted schedule, the shorter off season, and you got two teams that at times this year, the Lakers early on for a while were dominant. They looked like they picked up where they, you know, left off last year. They were defending really well. They had two of the best players in the entire league. Then they both get hurt, and now you got to wonder. LeBron did not look good coming back. LeBron's always looked superhuman. He didn't look good coming back. He's smart enough to realize, and the team is, they need him to be healthy. So does that happen? If it doesn't happen, there's no way they're coming out of the West. Impossible for them to come out of the West without a healthy LeBron. And Brooklyn, people have been saying for years, I mean, it's been a roller coaster all year. Early on, they were, you know, looked like they weren't going to lose a game the first couple. We had them Christmas Day, first couple games. And then once they picked up James, it looked, you know, then they, you know, slumped a little bit. They picked up James, and it looked like they were never going to turn around. And then between, you know, the injuries and guys missing for personal reasons and in and out and these guys not having played, what's the number, still seven, Chris?
Yep.
I think that number hasn't changed in a long time. They've played seven games together. That's not a recipe for being ready for the playoffs. So I'm glad it's William Hill setting the line. Is that the correct name? Not me. I would have no idea. Just who's healthy, and let's see how they do in the first round of the playoffs. Maybe let's see how they do in the play-in game. And then I think we'll have a good idea what's going to happen when the playoffs get going. But I think it's going to be a tremendous postseason. I think more teams have a legit chance to win it than in a normal year. And we've got some players that are like have been knocking on the door of getting to that next level. Some guys that are going to maybe be all NBA players now, or you know, some guys that made All-Star for the first time have a chance to get to that next level, which is all NBA and which is having some success. We used to say April, May, and June. They got to have some success in May, June, and July.
Yeah, PJ, and we're talking with PJ Carlissimo, ESPN's NBA analyst. You mentioned the Nets, and you're talking about the continuity factor. What would bother you more, the lack of playing together, those seven games that you alluded to, or their proclivity to not necessarily get that involved defensively?
That's a tough question. I think at times they've shown the ability. They're not going to become a good defensive team from now till the end of the year. They're an overwhelming offensive team. So they don't have to be great. I don't like that recipe. You know, I would rather have a team that's maybe not as overpowering and as dominant as they are offensively, but more consistent, a little bit better defensively. That, you know, their field goal percentage number I like. That's a good sign. And what playoffs are going to come down to is getting stops at big times in the game. The other team makes a run, or late in the game is the obvious one. But there's other times during a game where it starts to get away from you and you miss a couple shots or whatever. When you need to get a stop, you need to get a couple stops to, you know, slow down the other team. And I think they're capable of doing that. They just haven't shown it. And, you know, people keep saying, well, don't worry about it. These guys have won championships. And there's no question how good, you know, KD and Kyrie and James are and what their pedigree is in terms of success in the playoffs. But those teams they had success with in the playoffs, particularly KD and Kyrie, were really good defensive teams, or were teams that at least you could bank on getting stops when it mattered and controlling a game. It's so much harder to control a game with your offense in the playoffs. Would I bet against them? Absolutely not. But I would certainly feel a lot better with some continuity. It's going to be different. I don't care. The three of them on the floor, I mean, you got a guy like Joe Harris is one of the best three-point shooters, if not the best, in terms of, you know, consistency in the league. And sometimes getting these other guys' shots are hard to do because these players at different times have stepped up and gone for 30 or 40 points. And I don't know that that's a recipe for success in the playoffs. I would like the opportunity, to find out, to be pulling those strings that Steve Nash is pulling. But a lot of the things that they had wanted to look at and had wanted to sort out during the course of the year still haven't been sorted out. And that's not a good way to be going into the playoffs. And I think they're okay for a round for sure. I think it's a little different in the East than it is in the West in terms of that first round, because if the Lakers drop in, the Lakers become that wild card coming out of the playoffs. All of a sudden, 72 games of excellence, and you end up 1 or 2, and look who you get in the first round. That is not good.
All right, well, considering, let's operate under an assumption for a moment that the Lakers are not able to get back to 100% health, considering the injuries that we're dealing with, a high ankle sprain for LeBron, tendinosis, back issues for Anthony Davis. PJ, who in the West is ready or is, I guess, best equipped to seize the day? PJ? I think we lost PJ there for a second. Hopefully we'll try to get him back. I mean, that to me is what's fascinating here. Who is most ready to take that next step forward? Because we know what an incredible year they have had in terms of teams like Utah and teams like the Sixers in the East and Milwaukee and frankly, the Nets too. But when you look at the Western Conference and the Phoenix Suns, like, who's ready to take that next step to be that team? That's what I'm not 100% sure of yet. I know that if I'm going to bet against anybody right now, I am going to bet against the Lakers based on their health situation. But right now I can't be convinced that anybody else is 100% ready to take that next step. PJ's back with us. PJ Carlissimo, ESPN NBA analyst, joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. Chris Carlin in for Greeny here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, as always presented by Progressive Insurance. PJ, I was asking you this. If the Lakers are not able to get back to 100%, which team in the West do you feel is best equipped, is ready to really seize the day?
I think it's a free-for-all then, Chris, and I think it's going to be a very entertaining free-for-all. I think you could make a legit, strong case, give Denver and Clippers a little bit of an edge because of playoff experience, although it's not the kind of playoff experience, not having got to a conference final in one case, not having won, gone deep into the playoffs in the other case. And then you got two teams, Utah and Phoenix, that have been the two best teams in the West for a long time, two best teams in the NBA, best records and best records playing in the Western Conference. So I think head and shoulders, the two best teams in the league. But again, that I used to say April, May, June, July. They haven't done it in May, June, and July. And this is where a lot of those younger players, some guys have already become all NBA players. When you're talking about a Nikola Jokic or a Paul George or a Kawhi's, a whole different level in terms of the success he's had. But you look at those Phoenix and Utah rosters, there's very good players, some first-time All-Stars, some guys that, like, let's see what they're going to be able to do even in the conference semifinals. But certainly when you start talking a conference final or a final, it's a different animal playing then. And it would be incredible. It's going to be wild anyhow. I don't care. Even if LeBron comes back, And I don't know that he and AD can get to playing at the level they were playing in the bubble back in whatever month that was, August or September or October. When
they
we
all
were,
run
we
together
down in
now,
the bubble.
Don't they? Yeah.
Exactly. But, you know, I think it'll be unbelievable. And I don't – there's not one that's a favorite to me. You know, I always tend to go with the real numbers, and that would be – Utah and Phoenix, but it's hard to go with real numbers when you don't have the playoff pedigree. And the truth is, none of them have that. The dominant player has been Nikola Jokic. I'm be honest with you, I'm shocked that like it's every time I pick up a paper now and you know, .com, our.com or NBA.com or all the different podcasts and whatever, they keep coming up with different candidates every day. You got to be out of your mind if you have watch Nikola Jokic this year and you think anybody else in this league is an MVP. He's been the best player in the league. He's played every game. They lose a player and everybody, well, that's the end of them. They're going to fall apart. They lost Jamal Murray. They haven't missed a beat. He's been unbelievable. And I think he dominates a game more than anybody across the board. And I think you can say the same about Joel in the East. It's going to be really interesting to watch a dominant big, a dominant center, really, a true center, even though Nikola particularly goes way out away from the basket. Joel can, but Doc's got him playing closer to home, and I think that's really been successful. So I'm really excited. I think the playoffs are going to be great. I think the West, unless the Lakers get it together, the West is wide open. And Brooklyn has become, I think, a little bit more of a question mark than everybody you know, thought it was going to be. There's no question, I don't think, how good Philadelphia is. Milwaukee, it's the same thing we're talking about. They've been the best team a couple times in the East, but it hasn't translated in the playoffs. Is this the year that you know, they're a little bit different? I like the moves they've made. It's a different team for Mike Budenholzer. But, again, we keep naming teams and naming players that have had good years. I think it's going to make for an unbelievable playoff, both East and West. It may be that first round in the West might be even better than the first round in the East. But once you get beyond the first round, it's going to be on both sides. It's going to be really entertaining, and I think there's going to be great interest.
Awesome stuff. PJ, thanks so much for the insight. We appreciate it.
Hey, Chris, great being with you. Thank you.
You too. ESPN NBA insider PJ, or NBA analyst, excuse me, PJ Carlissimo joining us via the Goodyear Hotline. And it is kind of wide open if you are one that is skeptical about the Lakers' ability to get back healthy and about the Nets' continuity and defense. Count me as somebody that is skeptical about the Nets defensively, that is skeptical about the Lakers from a health standpoint. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We're going to get back to your calls in 30 seconds. Load them up right now on Aaron Rodgers, on the NBA, whatever it is you want, on LeBron, his injury, and AD, and his injury last night. Have you seen a vehicle at a stoplight or a parking lot that just seems to stand out because of its deep mirror-like paint? Well, you're probably thinking, you don't have the money or the time to spend to do that to your own vehicle. Think again, my friend. New 303 Graphene Nano Spray Coating is a revolutionary new product that provides the same level of protection and shine that you get from professional detail, but can be done yourself in your own garage. Simply spray it on, let it haze, and then buff off. You'll have up to a year of paint protection, in addition to that jaw-dropping depth and gloss that will have others admiring your ride on its next drive. It helps repel dust and reduces water spotting to keep it looking cleaner between washes. You can also use it on your car's glass, wheels, and trim as well. It's now available at Advance Auto Parts and Pep Boys locations nationwide. Or you can learn more by visiting 303radio.com. Chris Carlin in for Greeny. We hit to the phones right now. We head to the phones right now at 888-SAY-ESPN. Val in the Bronx up next. Val checking in on the Knicks. What's going on, Val?
Good morning, Chris. How you doing, man? It's been a minute since last we spoke, but it was fitting because I heard, I think on the commercial break, they made a reference to Russell. And I one of the times that we spoke early on before the season started, I was asking you, like, should we trade for him? And you were telling me, just be hesitant. I don't know if we necessarily want to do that. But I wanted to make 3 points really quickly about the Knicks. And I hate to say this now, you know, maybe this is a conversation for at the end of the season. Mm. As much as I love what my boys are doing this year, it almost makes me feel like we wasted two previous years. Because, I mean, basically the team is the same. All we did was change the coach, and we added a couple pieces here and there, but it's pretty much the same guys. And so I feel like we wasted 2 years. And then also,
see, I'm really concerned. You got to put that in the rear view, though. You got to put that in the rear view value. When you've been in the desert for 40 years and you finally get to go swim in the ocean, you don't get in the ocean and then think, you know what? I'm so sorry I wasted those last few years out in the desert. You're thinking about swimming in the ocean and enjoying it.
Well, I'm saying that, dude, because I hope this looks very close to what happened with my Yankees in 2017. Nobody expected us to do what we did. Mm. And then we got that far and they banged Joe Girardi. I just hope to goodness, because the way my team looks now, next year is so promising. As far as anything that we need, anything that we get, we have legitimized ourselves.
Yeah,
and
Val,
if they turn around and they get rid of Thibodeau, it's going to break my heart.
Val, they're not going to get rid of Thibodeau. Thanks for the call. If they get rid of Tom Thibodeau and it gets ugly like it did with the Rangers this week, all hell will break loose. I wouldn't worry about that being the issue. Right now, you enjoy what you have. You enjoy what's going on. You have to soak that up. You have to just take that for what it is at the moment, considering what you've been through for the last 20 years. Gabriel in California up next on Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Gabriel, what's up, buddy?
What's up? It's more of a statement. I think Giannis Antetokounmpo is Shaq, and his second best player is Middleton instead of Kobe Bryant. And I think if he wasn't a power forward and he was center, he would be the most dominant player in the league and no flyers game.
I don't know that I would go that far. I don't think he'd be the most dominant player in the league. I think Giannis is an incredible talent for all that he can do at his size. So you're not talking about Shaq from that standpoint. If you want to say that he's a much more athletic Shaq, I mean, all Shaq did was post up. Giannis does so much more. I think I know what you're trying to say. If you want to talk about Giannis getting more done with less in terms of star players around him, maybe I buy that. Clearly, Giannis does not have a Kobe Bryant if he is Shaq in this mix. Michael in Astoria. Michael is up next on Greeny on ESPN Radio. Michael.
Chris, how you doing?
I'm great.
I'm going to talk about LeBron apologists, and I'm not including you in this. I cannot stand the fact that he's still complaining or we are making excuses for his health. When he makes excuses for fouls, MVP votes, play-in tournaments, and even 2 years ago, the Lakers complained that he wasn't getting enough courtesy, favorable whistles. And it's bad enough that his acting style mirrors Ice-T's on the court for fouls as it is.
I love Ice-T's acting.
I love Ice-T too. He spends $1 million on his body as well. You know, I don't understand.
Shouldn't he be credited
why.
For that? And thanks for the call, Michael. Here's the problem with that idea. How do you not credit a guy that's willing to spend $1 million a year for his body's upkeep? How do you not do that? I can't sit here and listen to LeBron getting bashed when you want to talk about everything that he's accomplished in his career. Where you are right, I do think there is an aspect of all this of LeBron making sure that everybody understands that he's not 100%. I won't use the word excuse, but it's a built-in excuse right there for LeBron and the Lakers to not win this year. And AD is only really adding to that right now. LeBron will have it in place that if he doesn't win it this year, everybody knows why. That's what they're setting the scene for now. It's been Carlin on Greeny here on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.